you've been traveling too?
Yeah, definitely. Oh man, France, Italy, and China.
Are you going global like DeAndre just said he was?
No doubt, man. Hey, got to get them global travels in for sure, man. Get an experience of the world, no doubt. Get a little taste.
What's your health update,
man? 100%, no doubt. So, got cleared about a month ago. And, man, ready to rock and roll.
What did you learn last year after you got hurt, having to sit out and watch?
Injuries suck. No doubt. Honestly, just to be very patient. As far as like from my perspective, as far as getting injured and being out, being very patient as far as just taking the process one day at a time, instead of trying to rush and all that, and also not to overlook anything as far as taking care of my body, just to make sure everything is like all greased up, ready to go, to prevent injury as much as I can, so that I can be out there and be accountable for my teammates and you know, help this team win.
Did you had to rehab so much and you didn't get a pounding on the field like you have every year? Did that benefit you this season?
I would say so. Despite the pec, but, you know, as far as having a year, you know, of recovery on the body and stuff like that, no doubt. I feel fresh. I feel, you know, energized. I need somewhere to put all this energy. So I can't wait to put on the pads and definitely see the first person to hit and put everything into it.
Having Romeo back on the place
feels good. Yeah, honestly, you know, it's always been Rack's defense, you know, his philosophy and all that, and you know, just to have him, you know, as a head honcho for sure on the defensive side, it's gonna be great. And we love playing for Rack. He doesn't get mad too often unless, you know, you mess up his defense and whatnot, and he holds everybody accountable.
Really well. What do you think about him getting the job? What is it going to be like going up against him twice a year?
I can't wait to see him twice a year for sure. Show him our stuff. But I think it's well deserved on Vrabel's part. He's definitely like as far as like being a coach. He's very good at that, at learning his players. Also understanding the philosophy of the game, from offense to defense to special teams. And he's a very knowledgeable guy, and it was pretty awesome to see him like grow the way that he did.
What do you mean by it was always Romeo's defense?
I've always gotten questions as far as, okay, you know, is it Vrabel's defense to like, you know, Romeo's defense and all that? I just don't understand that. So it's always like Rack always had the defense as far as his mentality on the defensive side, as well as the scheme, the plays that we play and things like that. So that's what I was addressing.
How's he been an influence on you?
Romeo. An influence as far as like, I see him as like a father figure, honestly. He's seen a lot of things as far as being in this league. And he's seen a lot of guys, coached a lot of guys, seen a lot of different situations, bad and good. And he teaches us every day something new. And that's what we take away, and that's how he's been an influence on me.
What do you think about the development of Cunningham and Cole, and what do you expect from them coming into their second season?
It's been impressive, actually, just to see those guys grow within this defense, see them grow as, like, players. You know, of course, they make rookie mistakes, and, you know, we give them crap about it sometimes, and they always get, like, yelled at about it. But they're two promising players for sure. Cole with some speed. Both of them have tremendous speed. But they're very instinctual, and to see them meld into this defense, it's been a sight to see. And you can see it. They're running from side to side. Cole running with the receiver last year. That's impressive within itself. Zach, he's starting to meld himself into a leadership position, especially being an inside linebacker. And that's something I'm expecting to see him grow even more for this year.
First time you've been here in a meeting room, Cushing's not there. What's it going to be like not to have Cushing on this team?
Man, different, I'd say. You know, he's always been that guy who's, you know, the heart, the soul, the defense, the guy you'll always look up to. He's always going to put out his all every single game, even the workouts and all that. And so it's very different, especially coming into the locker room where Kush is not there, just to, you know, get some Kusherisms, say the least. And you know, you know exactly what I'm talking about. it's just different, but you know, that's just how the game goes. And you know, my time will be coming at some point, you know, everybody's time for sure. And it's pretty much we have to move on and, you know, get this team ready.
The draft coming up, is there anything that you wish you would have known coming out, or is it just something that you just have to experience?
Yeah, definitely. I would say as far as, you know, you train, like the training aspect of it, you train for the combine, and that's not really football. That's just, you know, testing your limits, your body, expanding, you know, your bench press, your 40 time, things like that. You don't really gear your training towards football movement, especially when by the time the draft comes and you come in for, like, the OTAs. And so I wish somebody would have told me, hey, make sure you are in football shape, because the first day you come in, you're going to be tongue out like a dog for sure. So I wish I would have known that. But it is something that you do have to experience. You know, just getting poked, prodded by like 32 teams for sure, doing all the, you know, aptitude tests, things like that. And so that's something that's an experience within itself. And definitely I was glad that I did not go to Radio City.
Is it going to be weird not to see Rick Smith around? He drafted you, had a lot of good picks, and he's gone.
I'd say so. You know, that's just the changing tide within this league. It's the same like Kush. It's very weird. And, you know, you have a relationship with those guys. And, you know, for Rick and what he's gone through and what he's experiencing for his family and things like that, you know, you don't want that to happen. But, you know, life happens. And definitely miss him. Definitely miss him. Miss talking to him. And we understand that we move on from here, you know, from last year to what's happened. And continue on, and everything goes.
You said you're glad you didn't go to Radio City. What kind of stands out about your own draft night experience and the way you kind of set it up?
Oh man, yeah, I just went back home to Ohio, and I just experienced it with like close family, friends, and you know, old high school coaches and stuff like that. And that was like pretty cool experience, especially when my name got called late in the first round. Man, it was like a mosh pit, and just like everybody just jumped on me, and so it was like pretty cool. I enjoyed it, just being home, just being very close with people who've been there from the start, and that's what I love about it.
Relatively good health. Can y'all be as good defensively as you were 2 years ago, and could you be better?
Yeah, definitely. We can always be better for sure. And he's not saying we've got a lot of potential on this team, but you know, potential doesn't mean anything unless you don't do the work, you know. And we have a lot of guys in this locker room who's going to put the work in, and you know, it all comes on, you know, the first game just to see where we're at. And at this point right now, it's just building that foundation.